And before you go ahead and take out the phrase that is so commonly used, oh, but you knew how much you were taking out in the beginning. No.
Okay, hot take. College is like literally the biggest scam and money scheme of all time. Like worse than those Monet hair products that girls used to sell straight out of high school. For real. Like, you mean we have to pay?
The Trump administration is serious when they say it's time to pay back your loans and debt. Now, some people, especially a lot of people in Gen Z, say they shouldn't pay back the debt because they felt like they were kind of coerced into student loans when they didn't really want to go into college. Some people say that despite going through college, still make almost minimum wage because the college bachelor's these days is like a GED. I'm not joking with you. Like, you get a bachelor's in like marketing, like good luck kind of finding a job. So a lot of people are really sick and tired of this, but guess what? The administration doesn't care. You borrow money, you're in debt, you better pay it back, or they'll garnish up to 15% of your wages. This person says, took out a little mini loan 6 years ago, $26,000, which really isn't that much. Interest rates at 11%, which is super duper high, minimum payments only 6 years later, still owe $24,000. So he only really knocked off $2,000 in principal off to student loans. But he paid like $22,000 in pure interest. Says it's absolutely predatory in how these things, you know, basically do. And this person says $176,000 of student loan debt, doesn't know what to do, and is kind of screwed. I mean, we're hearing a ton of these stories, and a lot of people, especially Gen Zers, are complaining about student loans, and they feel like college is a scam. And before guys leave and check out these videos, check out the private Discord server, Patreon link below in the description. We're trading every single day, super easy to follow along with. We're actually making profits every single day. Check us out, $10 a month with 7-day free trial.
As somebody who's in college, like I'm literally about to walk into class right now in 10 minutes. If you don't have a full ride scholarship, you should not be here. Because when I tell you this shit is the biggest waste of time ever, I'm not lying. And if you're paying for it, that makes it even worse. You know, you gotta think about it. You're not paying for the education itself when it comes to college. You're paying for that little piece of paper you get after 4 years. I mean, anybody can pull up to any lecture and learn whatever they want. It's all about whether they want to or not. At the end of the day, you can learn the same amount as you did in college and 10 times more if you take that 4 years and use it to learn yourself as opposed to going to college and going to class. So to anybody out there who's thinking, should I go to college or should I take that risk with entrepreneurship? Take that fucking risk.
Unless you guys want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist, or an engineer, your college degree is becoming more and more useless by the day. I'm not saying that you don't learn anything from college. I'm not saying that college isn't useful. I'm just saying it's becoming more useless by the day. Because a couple of decades ago, if you had a college degree, especially from a good college, it pretty much guaranteed that you were going to have a good life and you were going to make a solid income and you were going to make good connections and get into the right places. I'm 24 years old. I have a business with 19 employees. Some of these employees have multi-hundred-thousand-dollar year salaries. C-suite executives, right? CFO, COO, guys with 10 plus years experience in this industry. And I can guarantee you that I did not ask them what college they went to on their interview. I asked them what they've accomplished. What are you most proud of? Tell me your story, right? Talk to me about the previous places you worked and what you did there that had an impact. Talk to me about the things that went wrong. Talk to me about the biggest mistakes you've ever made, right? Those are the questions that matter, not what college did you go to. I'm not saying don't go to college. I went to college. I had a great time. I thought I got a lot out of it. I'm just saying that a college degree itself is becoming more and more useless. And so definitely do not rely on that. And definitely do not think that that is going to have the impact on your life that you want it to.
I'm 27 years old and I'm in $106,000 worth of debt, majority of that being student debt. And I've always been open and honest about how I got to where I am today. And I've posted about it on TikTok before, but I haven't really given an update. Today I had a big realization, okay, that I really regret getting so much debt going through school, to be honest. And I try not to live with regrets because I find them to be stupid. Can't change the past, so you might as well just move forward. But I went to go look at houses today with my partner, and it really sucks knowing that I'm not going to be able to contribute in any way, basically, if we decide to buy a house. I can't even be on the loan application because my debt-to-income ratio is so bad, And I would basically just be hurting us if I were on the loan application. And that was a really frustrating fact, because every single month I spend almost $900 on paying back student loans. And if I didn't have those, if I didn't have that high of a payment, none of this would even be an issue. And I feel really discouraged, and I feel very upset because I've been paying back my student loans, but it really feels like I'm not making a dent, to be quite honest, because I'm not obviously sending large chunks of change at it every single month. I've just been basically paying the minimum payment and trying to survive, because as a nurse in Florida, I only make a little over $32 an hour. And so life is good because I have a roof over my head and I can afford to live within my means currently, but it feels like it can't move forward because I'm being choked by the neck by my debt every single month. And I have no one to blame but myself. I'm totally aware of that. But at the time when I was taking all of this debt out, I don't think I fully comprehended how it was going to affect my future. And it's just a little upsetting, because when you're in the midst of trying to pay back your debt, it feels like there is no finish line. It really feels like there is no light at the end of the tunnel sometimes. And I know that there is, but I'm just feeling discouraged lately, because even having refinanced my private student loan, my payment is still $450 a month. So just a little food for thought for anybody who is looking to take out student loans for school. Highly do not recommend, but I know that I will get it done. I know that. But it sucks in the meantime.
Guys, I'm gonna be the one to say it first. I know some people don't like saying this, but uni was mad pointless. University was mad pointless. University was useless, furthermore. I graduated in 2023. It's now 2025, heading into 2026, and I've still not utilized my degree once. I've worked 3 or 4 jobs since then, and I've not utilized my degree once. And I've had it on show, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Indeed, I'm passing my CV to everybody. Bearing in mind, I've got a first, by the way. I've got a first in accounting and finance. And man are telling me, what? Come on. Uni is useless, man. And 3 years for a piece of paper. I'm a grown-ass man. I'll regret my decision and stand on it. Fair enough. I made the mistake of going to university, but alhamdulillah, I made my parents proud. I made my parents proud. That's one thing I won't regret. I made my parents proud by going to university. And cool, does that equal the debt that I put myself in, the interest, the riba that I put myself in? No. So I still regret it. However, I done it for the parents, so fair enough. But uni is useless. Don't put your children into uni. Don't go to university. If you've just done your A-levels and you're thinking to go to university, let this video be the reason you don't. You're going to go, you're going to do business management, you're going to go do something for 3 years, you're going to be 21 after it, you're going to be looking for a job, you're going to be looking at your friend Abdi. Abdi's going to be making 40k full-time TikToker, and you're sat there, just finished 3 years of uni, 27k in debt. And that's without talking about maintenance loan if you move out. You've got bare debt, no job, no support, nothing. They don't help you after uni, you just get chucked out. Go, find a job with that degree, go. And then they all look at each other. You've got all your professors and doctors looking at each other saying, alhamdulillah, we scammed another one, guys. That's 40k debt in the bag. That's another Abdi gone. Uni's mad useless, and I'll be the one to say it. Yeah, the unis can come fight me, unis. I'll take you all on. One man versus 100 unis. Talking about unis. So I see people talking about uni. Oh, uni's such a good experience. But go get that experience elsewhere, man. Man just go uni to be social butterflies. Guys are just going from a com to a com. And you're not thinking about the real reason you're there. The certificate that's under your bed now. The certificate that's under your bed. All them motives in the accommodation are gone. All you've got now to show for it is the certificate under your bed. What's it done for you? It's done nothing for me. The certificate's done nothing for me. It's a touchy subject for me. So what? I'm in like 40k debt for what now? Who's going to pay that? Me. Who's going to pay that debt? Me. Got no job from uni. I kept myself in uni. And now I'm just hate. The video cut out, but all jokes aside, if you man want to go uni, go uni. But it's a good experience. if you're a bit more pragmatic and outside than me, you might enjoy it more. But yeah, man, uni's 50-50, innit? For me, it's useless. For you, you might like it. So don't let this video be a decider. I'm only trolling. But yeah, Estigan Global, peace.
If you have student debt and you're struggling on paying your monthly dues, call your loan servicer. I called my loan servicer last week and told them that I wanted to put this money the next couple of months toward my wedding. I don't want to put it toward my student loans. And he was so helpful. He had me just go on AidVantage and apply for a forbearance, which means you want to put a pause on your payments for however long. So if you need to do it for 6 months, 2 months, 1 month, a year, apply for a forbearance. So I got approved for my forbearance. But then after that, he was like, well, do you have an income? And I said, no, I'm a stay-at-home mom. So he told me to go apply for an IDR, which is an income-driven repayment plan. And it brought my monthly payment down to $0 until 7/10/2026. So if you're struggling, reach out to your loan servicer because I didn't expect this much help.
I just spent like an hour trying to figure out student loan forgiveness. I'm a teacher. I want to get the 5-year loan forgiveness. That's my goal. I am a special ed teacher. I have worked in low income and behavioral settings. I have 2 more years to go until all of my loans could be wiped clear. And that was always my goal. I was trying to call different places. I called the Department of Education. I called my local education, like regional office, and I called my state office. The most helpful was actually the Department of Education. The lady was phenomenal. And I could tell that she felt so bad. We were literally, okay, so we go on to the student loan thing, right? And we're looking at the requirements for the teacher loan forgiveness. I should meet all the requirements. I am a special ed teacher. I work in a high needs area. Like, all of it should be good. Then there's this thing that you can search your school just to like double check. I have searched the school in the past. My schools have checked out. But I was like, you know what? Let's double check before I switch out of the SAVE program. We go to double check. There are no schools for Illinois in the drop-down thing. Then we start to get some schools when you go back to like 22 to 23. You get like 3 schools in Chicago, 1 school in Rockford, 1 school in Aurora. You mean to tell me that there's no more than 1 school in Rockford and Aurora that are high needs and only 3 schools in Chicago? There's no other schools. And so her and I both were like, this is really weird. Maybe the system's not updating. She was like, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I wish there was more that I could do. She said, here's somebody that like, it says on my end, this is all I can see, but try to call these people. So that's when I called the Illinois Department of Education. They were like, yeah, we can't do anything for you. The best we can do is give you this email. I said, well, I already emailed them. Do you know like how long it takes to get back? No. Okay. Well, you do know that they gave us less than a 30-day notice for this. Is there anything you can do? No. Okay. So that's how it's going. Just if anybody wants to know.
I'm so confused by y'all's student loans in the comments of other people's videos. And this video is probably going to end up on the side of the TikTok that I don't want it to end up on. For the record, I am not in denial. I know that I have to pay my student loan back. That's fine. I'm fine with it. Please don't comment to the comments being like, you shouldn't have paid it on a loan if you didn't want to pay it back. I'm fine with paying it back. Jesus. I'm confused with people saying, I took out 28K, I paid 36K, and I still have 40 some K left to go. How? I did like a loan simulator for mine, and as long as I pay my balance every month, it should be paid off in 10 years. Which, like, that's a really long time. I'm gonna end up paying more than like the minimum payment or whatever to make sure that it's actually gone. Like, it'll realistically be gone in probably like a year or two. But like, what do you mean? You now owe more than you took out after you already paid the amount that you took out plus some. Did you miss payments? Did you like not pay on it for a really long time? Did you know that your payments did and like the interest, you know? Like, what do you mean? Is there something I don't know?
Real talk with you guys. I just found out that I have $17,000 worth of federal loans and I had no idea about it. For the past, like, 3 years since I graduated college, I've been paying my loan monthly, and I have a private loan through New Jersey Class. I refinanced it, so it's in my name now. We did all that jazz. So I was kind of content with my monthly payment of like $377 a month. Yesterday I got a call from someone from this Nelnet government student aid, and they were telling me that I was late with my payments, and I was like, what? They continue to tell me that I have 4 loans with them that are federal student aid loans that I got, and I truly have no idea, like, how this happened. I explained to him that I had loans through this other place, and he was like, yeah, that's private loans. These are federal loans. And I literally was like, I'm gonna have to call you back because I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't even have an account with them. Made an account. What do you know? They're right there, and I'm overdue on a payment. This is where I wish someone would tell me when I was a little 17, 18-year-old girl, oh, by the way, these are all the loans that we're taking out. You're gonna have to pay for them at some point. They're probably gonna be a lot. Just a FYI. So yeah, I have $17,000 on top of my like 30-some K student loans. So that was really great to find out about.
I just saw this video where this girl's student loan payments are going to go from $400 to about $900 since everyone has to start paying their student loans back again, which we haven't for the past 5 years. So, but I just want to say that's a lot of money. Like, to jump from more than double payments a month is a lot of money that people don't have. Like, most people live paycheck to paycheck. And what happens if you don't pay that money is your wages will be garnished. You'll go into collections and you'll go into more debt. And the thing is, people know what they signed up for, right? They know they signed up for these student loans and they know that they have to pay them back. But it's not the actual student loans. It's the interest that's the biggest problem, which I saw somebody else post that they paid $120,000 towards their student loans in the last 10 years. And it's only made their actual student loan debt go down by $4,000. So they've paid $116,000 just towards interest. That is insane and so unfortunate.
I graduated with approximately $500,000 worth of student loan debt. These are my thoughts on the skyrocketing monthly payments. When I was in school, we actually had like a couple hour seminar on student loan debt and how you can go around repaying it. That could either be through working for a nonprofit where you make way less money, but at the time they had promised that the loans would be forgiven after 10 years. The other way was to do income-based repayment. And during the seminar at my school, I raised a lot of concern. I told people around me, and I also asked the professors, like, hey, the administration changes every 4 years. How are you guaranteeing that this works for people in the future? And honestly, I did not believe it at all. I was very lucky that I was one of the few that was not duped, but with that much student loan, I knew I needed an action plan. I decided to just do my own plan, and so I decided to move to a state that had no state income tax, and I worked my butt off. So I would work around 12 to 16 hours, 5 days a week, and then on the weekends, I would go and substitute into other clinics and work there. So essentially, I was working 6 to 7 days a week, most weeks, the first couple years that I graduated. And this is not ideal for everybody. But in my mind, I had a burdensome amount of debt that I knew I had to repay. And so I worked my butt off to get a lot of that paid down in the first 2 years alone. I had no work-life balance. It was actually very stressful and very horrible. But in my mind, I had taken out these student loans, and so I needed to repay them, and I didn't feel comfortable or confident relying on the government or anybody else to like save me from my own student loans. A lot of people are coerced into taking out high student loans without really understanding the implications of it, and that's something that needs to be addressed. Institutions also need to be held more accountable. Like, there is no reason why a school should be charging hundreds of thousands of dollars to get through and start your career.
Okay, I actually need TikTok to vent for a second. If you're a lawyer or anyone really who has graduate student loans and like didn't have any help when they went to law school or medical school and all that, how are you guys feeling right now? Because I feel like my entire life I've done everything right, per se. Like, I've went to college, I went to law school, I worked my ass off, I'm still working my ass off, and honestly, part of me is like, why did I do this to myself, you know? But with all of that, I have student loans, and in order to pay them off and not have an insane amount of interest, you have to pay a shit ton off a month, right? But in this economy and with the types of jobs available, it's like hard to do both, you know? It's almost as if, should I just for the next 20 years not buy a home, not have a family, and pay off my student loans? Or should I live my life, pay off what I can, be a mom, have kids, get a house, and obviously over time I'm gonna have to pay a hell of a lot more? I don't even know. And then there's the whole, I used to have like a payment plan, but now all of that's paused because of the new administration. No one really knows what's going on. It just kind of feels like a mess. And I don't know, like, I just feel like there's no winning in life. Like, there's no winning. I'm like very pessimistic and depressed right now, honestly. If anyone else is going through this, let me know your thoughts, because I like need to talk to people about this.
I originally thought my husband owed $138,000 of student loan debt, but it's not $138,000. You know what it is? He has 21 separate loans. And so I've kind of listed them out and what balance I owe on, what we owe on each of them. And I want to tack them from the highest interest rate down. So the highest interest rate is 7.21%. It's like criminal for an 18-year-old to be able to take out a loan, and you can never wipe it away. It's ridiculous. But whatever, we're going to pay it off. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what choices were made before we met. I love that he has an education. I love that he's smart. So it doesn't matter. We're going to pay it off. So the very first balance that I want to tackle is the current balance due is $8,696. So that's going to be our new target. I'm going to update the bio to say, you know, this loan is the one we're tackling first. What is the amount out of that of this 178? So one thing I've learned is that if you have a problem, just break it into smaller problems so that it's easier to solve. But yeah, we're going to get through this.
I just graduated university, and let me tell you, what did I learn? What did I learn from university? Jack shit. I feel like I learned nothing, to be honest. I think the one thing that I can take away is the people that I met. It's just my boys, my friends that I made, my network, the connections. That's it. And nothing else. I learned nothing. Mm-hmm. School is a waste of time.
So just out of curiosity, I like to look at jobs every once in a while just to see what's out there. And I went looking for jobs kind of relatively in the same career path as what I'm doing now. And everything requires 20 years of experience. Like, is entry level no longer a thing? Can you not get a job anymore if it's entry level? Like, I mean, hell, at this point, I feel like even McDonald's, you go to McDonald's, they're going to need 20 years of customer service experience. And then my thing is, it's not just that they want like customer service experience or like just something related to your field. Like, no, the job you're applying for, you have to already come in at having 20 years of experience. Like, I mean, back in the day, the worst thing was the whole like having a degree. But now, no, they want you already overqualified to apply for any jobs. Like, what are we doing?
And shame on me for being the bad guy here, but we've been saying for 2 or 3 years that the college degree doesn't guarantee you a job. So why are y'all stealing your feelings when you're graduating college in May of this year and you can't find a job, acting like you're surprised, appalled, shocked, shook, crashed out, whatever? We've been saying it for a couple years. Simply going to school and getting a degree does not guarantee you a job. And yeah, it's harder in this market than it was a couple years ago, but this isn't a new concept. If you can't look at your degree and come up with 6 or 7 jobs that you can actively do with that degree, you're going to struggle. If all you did was go to school and you didn't work while you were in school, you didn't do an internship while you were in school, you didn't build a network while you were in school, you're going to struggle. I'm not trying to be mean. I know this comes off as being gruff and a little bit insensitive, and I know it's tough for people, but this isn't a new concept. There are different ways that you can go down a path, whether it's trades, whether it's blue collar, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's, you know, you name it. There are multiple different paths that you can do to generate income. So you're not trapped in this college cycle. So for college grads who just got out, you're not the victim that you think you are. Yes, it's tough, but people have been saying this for years, but y'all guys chose to ignore it. And now the consequences are eating you up.
I have 2 bachelor's degrees, but I'm currently unemployed and I'm trying to find a job and I'm not able to find a job. I feel like if you are not currently looking for a job right now in today's job market, then you will not understand how actually hard it is to find a decent paying job. Even if you have all the credentials, I have 2 degrees, I have experience, I have a good resume, I have it all, and I'm still not able to find anything. And people ask me, like, what do you want to do? Like, what's your, like, dream career? What's your dream job? And honestly, I don't have one. I don't dream of working. I don't want to work. There's no career or job that I can think of that I would be like, yeah, I would love to do that every single day and spend more of my time there than in my home that I pay a crap ton of money for. Like, no, I don't dream of working. My dream life, my dream day is to wake up by the beach or some body of water and drink my coffee and read my book, then take an afternoon nap and then read my book inside and then have a nice dinner. That's my dream daily life. But I know in order to get there, I need some kind of money, and Monopoly money won't work. So that means I have to get a good paying job, but those are not available.
Going to college is useless for the vast majority of people in the modern world. Unless your dream is to be a doctor or a lawyer or another career where you need to go to college, for the other 99% of jobs out there, you don't need a degree, which makes about 99% of degrees absolutely useless. If you really break it down, for most jobs, you're pretty much just doing the same tasks over and over and over again for like 40 years. And all these tasks can easily be taught to any teenager. And even if the teenager doesn't understand like the intricacies of the work that they're doing, they can learn the physical actions that are required of them, probably in like 30 days or less. So unless you're super passionate and jumping out of bed every morning to go learn how to be a neurosurgeon, then there's honestly no point in going to university. Just like most people, I went to college because my parents told me to, and I knew that it was normal and it was like a safety net to get a job. I went in wanting to be a dentist, which obviously didn't work out. Then I switched majors like 3-4 times, ended up doing marketing, which is what I do today. But that marketing degree has gotten me 0 jobs. Not a single job has actually asked me to see my degree. In fact, I don't even work a 9-to-5 anymore. I own my own agency and work from home. So the tens of thousands of dollars that I owe my college means absolutely nothing because I'm not even using it. Absolutely terrible investment. Any amount of a high salary that a degree can promise you can be easily 10x'd by owning your own business. Stop wasting your life.
College is a scam. The American college system is a scam. And I say that as somebody who is in college and will continue to be in college until I get my degree. Why are they making me take all these unnecessary classes that I'll never use a day in my career? Tell me, why do I need to take college algebra? It's not necessary. Oh, it's good for your brain. You know what else is good for my brain? Not getting in debt for college classes that are never going to be useful for my career. Why are they not taking some of my college credits from another school? Oh, you took chemistry and you got an A at Arizona State University, but we can't take it because we think our introduction to chemistry is better suited. Why? Oh, we gotta evaluate to make sure that class will actually count with us. Your community college. Let's tone the ego down a little bit. Not to mention, every single time I meet with an advisor, they're like, oh, actually, I know last time we said you only have 2 more classes to take. It was a lie. You actually have 3 more classes on top of the 2 that you were told that you need to take. It's a scam. Just give me the classes that I need to be successful in my career. Don't put all this extra fluff in it just because you think it's fun and good for my brain.
On some random day in high school, you decide where you're going to go to college. Then on some random day, you finish college. Then on another random day, you pay off all your student loans. And all of these things feel so anticlimactic. I just paid off all my student loans about 3.5 years post-grad. I am so excited. Like, I have literally worked so hard the past 3.5 years to be able to do this. And especially the waiting period of my payment processing, those like 2-3 days, built up even more to the anticlimacticness. Because one morning I just logged in to check on it and balance is zero. I don't get any what? Confetti? I don't even get confetti on the screen. That's what I want. But yeah, pretty crazy. And the funniest, best part is that one day I'm gonna do it all again. One random day I'm gonna decide I wanna go back to school. I'm gonna decide where I wanna go to school. I'm gonna finish that school. Probably gonna pay for student loans again. And that's just life.
I don't really know. I don't know how to start this. I don't know what's going on. I came to TikTok because this is my primary news source and this is where I get information. I just logged in to pay my student loans for the month. I've been paying every single month. Did something happen? Because they got entirely paid off? Randomly? Like yesterday? I have a zero balance? What happened? Someone please tell me this isn't a sick, sick, cruel joke. I didn't have the most student loan debt, but I didn't have a little bit of student loan debt. Somebody please tell me what is going on. I have Nelnet federal student loans. I wasn't on any of the plans that were affected recently by legislation. I've been on a graduated payment plan. They're gone. They're gone. And I'm freaking out. I don't know if I should believe this or not, but I would like to pay it so that they have my money. What is happening?
Before you leave, definitely check out the private Discord server, link below in the description. It's a Patreon link. I mean, we're trading every single day. Like, one of our traders bought like a Google call for $400 and eventually sold it for $490, like almost $100 gain per contract. And one of our traders here made a lot of money from just several different trades. I mean, 33% gains right here. We turned like $252 to over $400. And look at all these trades. These are all options contracts that we're trading on Robinhood, and we're all actually making some really good money. Even I follow these trades because they're really good. We also have a Congress tracker just tracking what a lot of the politicians buying, and also like unusual stock data, options. You got the expiration premiums, and you can sometimes kind of sniff out what the insiders are doing because of all this massive activity, breakouts, unusual stock signals, and more. I mean, you're actually getting thousands of dollars worth of signals and traders for just the price of $10 a month. And there's a limited amount of spots left. 7-day free trial too. Check it out. We spent a lot of time on it.